Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. We've got Bill Dunkelberg coming up a little bit later. But it's just you and me, one more segment. One of the things that that Bill has been working on with his optimism index, his NFIB optimism index for small businesses, is... you know, every month he polls you guys all across America, small businesses all across America, and you know the indications are not good for this quarter, and I wonder how much of this, you know, the one of the things that some people are saying is it's the weather, the first quarter, the weather caused some of the problem. Well, you know what, they said that last year, but guess what? We've always had weather. We've always had winter. Every first quarter of every year, we have winter in America. And I know they had record snows in Boston, but Boston doesn't make a national poll. So it irritates me when I hear people talking about the weather causing the drop. And here's something to point out. Bill Dunkelberg's report, which all 10 of his indexes dropped this quarter, for the first quarter, all 10 dropped. That's pretty unprecedented for all 10 of them to drop. Guess what? His index is seasonally adjusted. That's right. Because they take into consideration the seasons. And still, all 10 of his indexes dropped. Now, what would cause small business owners to report such negative numbers? Well, one thing, consumers aren't spending money. More people are saving money. They're deleveraging. That's not a stupid thing for them to do. It's probably a pretty smart thing for them to do. They're probably girding their loins against more mayhem from Wall Street. And mayhem meaning the run up, in my opinion, the unjustified run up in share prices right now is probably going to collapse. I'm convinced, and you know I'm not a Wall Street expert. I'm not a stock expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I've been around a long time, and I can't help but believe that equities are in a bubble right now. And so I don't blame you, consumers, for girding your loins, for deleveraging, for getting out of debt, for saving money, so that we can protect ourselves against the mayhem that I think is going to come from Wall Street. And small business owners, I don't blame you for doing the same thing. And since the NFIB report is seasonally adjusted and all the indicators are down, I think that's what you're doing. I don't blame you. And as long as Wall Street, as long as corporate America refuses to invest in the economy, as stocks can be, share prices of stocks can be held at increasingly record levels without investing out in Main Street, without adding value, as long as corporations can do that, they're going to do that. See, there was a time when if a Fortune 100 company wanted to grow their profits, they had to go into the marketplace. They had to convince you to buy something. They had to invest in products and services and outlets, and they had to convince you to buy stuff from there so they could make a profit and report those profit to the analysts, and the analysts give them a thumbs up, and their stock goes up. That's how it used to work. That's how it still should work. But that's not what's happening right now. And so I lay the fully half of the lack of performance of the United States economy on Wall Street, on the way, on what I'm calling financial capitalism. It's not market capitalism like you and I practice out here on Main Street, small business owners. You and I practice market capitalism, which is the classic form. These are my terms, market and financial. These are my terms. You and I practice market capitalism. We have a dollar, we invest it, and we hope to make a dollar and a nickel back, right? And we invest it in the economy. Wall Street's not doing that these days. They're hoarding their money. Look at how much cash they have on the sidelines. Fully half, in my opinion, fully half of the lack of performance of this economy, in my opinion, is from Wall Street, the major corporations, hoarding their money. And yet the share prices have gone up. What's wrong with that picture, my friends? It's 9:22. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.